Hello, Explorers. Welcome back. Recently in our community, we talked about how to avoid doing a verbal tick and repeating ourselves with discourse markers, such as overusing a word like, yeah. If you'd like to join our community, then you can sign up at academy.explorning.co. We would love to have you. In this week's lesson, we're talking about power poses and positive body language. If you're ready, let's get into it. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Positive body language and power posing are two ways that people can use their body language to improve their confidence and feelings of power. Positive body language involves using body language that is welcoming and approachable, such as smiling and making eye contact, while power posing involves standing or sitting in postures that make you feel powerful and assertive. Both of these behaviors have been shown to have a powerful impact on our confidence levels and feelings of control, and by incorporating them into our daily routines, we can improve our success in social interactions and feel more confident and in control in any situation. Power posing involves standing in a posture that makes you feel powerful, such as standing tall with your chest out and your arms akimbo. This can help you feel more confident and assertive in social situations. Positive body language, on the other hand, involves using body language that is welcoming and approachable, such as smiling and making eye contact with the audience and with your interlocutors. This can help you build rapport with others and make them feel more comfortable around you. Together, power posing and positive body language can be a powerful combination for improving your confidence and success in social situations. What are some examples of power poses? Some examples of power poses include standing tall with your chest out and your arms akimbo, standing with your feet shoulder width apart and your hands on your hips, or sitting with your back straight and your feet planted firmly on the ground. Other examples include holding your head up high and looking people right in the eye, or standing with your shoulders back and your chin slightly lifted. These poses all communicate confidence and power and can help you feel more assertive and in control in social settings. How can someone improve their power posing skills? To improve your power posing skills, you can start by practicing different poses in front of a mirror to see which ones make you feel the most powerful and confident. You can also try practicing power poses before important meetings or social situations, as this can help you feel more assertive and in control of your communication. Additionally, you can try to incorporate power poses into your daily routine, such as standing tall and stretching your arms overhead when you wake up in the morning, or standing with your feet shoulder width apart and your hands on your hips when you're feeling stressed. Over time, power posing can become second nature to you and can help you feel much more confident and assertive in any situation, personal or professional. How can power posing increase your confidence? That's a really good question. Well, power posing has been shown to increase confidence and feelings of power by triggering physiological changes in the body. When we adopt a power pose, our body produces higher levels of hormones such as testosterone, which is associated with confidence and assertiveness. At the same time, power posing also reduces level of the stress hormone cortisol, which can help us feel calmer and more in control. By triggering these physiological changes, power posing can help us feel more confident and assertive in any type of social situation, and can even improve our performance in tasks that require confidence, such as in public speaking or in job interviews or in meetings. So here are a few daily tasks or exercises that you can try to practice positive body language and power posing. First one is to stand tall and stretch your arms overhead when you wake up in the morning. This can help you start the day with the feeling of power and confidence. Practice making eye contact and smiling at people throughout the day. Obviously, do this in a relaxed, non-confrontational, or awkward way. You can do it naturally when you're getting coffee at your local coffee shop or having a meeting. This can help you to build rapport with others and make them feel much more comfortable around you. Stand with your feet shoulder width apart and your hands on your hips when you're feeling stressed or anxious, because this can help you feel more in control and assertive. Before any important meeting or social interaction, take just a few minutes to practice power poses in front of a mirror. This can help you feel more confident and assertive. Try to incorporate power poses and positive body language into your daily routine every day, and over time, those behaviors will become second nature to you and help you feel much more confident and, like we said, in control in any situation. You'll be able to access those resources when you join our private community, Exploring Academy. So if you would like the quests, the challenges, the discussion that goes along with this lesson, and an opportunity to submit questions or ask me live, then you can sign up for our community, Exploring Academy. So go to academy.exploring.co or just sign up using the link down below. I hope to see you there. To wrap up, positive body language and power posing are powerful tools that we can use to improve confidence and feelings of control in any type of social situation. By incorporating these behaviors into our daily routines, we can improve our success in social interactions, have better communication outcomes, feel more positive and confident, and of course, assertive. And we can even improve our performance in specific tasks that require confidence and assertiveness. So the next time you're feeling nervous or unsure of yourself, try standing tall with your chest out and your arms akimbo, or smile and make eye contact with others. You may be surprised at the positive impact it can have on your confidence levels and overall success. All right, Exploreners, thank you so much for joining me for this lesson. I hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe and share the podcast and the YouTube channel with anyone who wants to improve their social skills, social fluency, and communication. All right, and I hope to see you in my community. Bye for now, and happy exploring.